Question of the week from the Naked Scientists.
Hello, and welcome to the Question of the Week podcast with me, Caris Lestrange. As Halloween approaches, we're answering this spooky question from Stephen.
Are zombies feasible?
Zombies are most commonly known as reawoken human corpses with a hankering for brains, and have long been centre stage of both films and nightmares alike. While the dead are unlikely to rise anytime soon, could anything make the living behave like zombies? There's been a mixed response on Facebook, with Rachel saying, "I hope not, I'd be the first to go." And Dante speculates that the Pentagon has a panic room as a precaution in case of a zombie outbreak. This was all getting out of hand, so I recruited two experts to help this week to look at both viral and parasitic possibilities. Dr. Susie English from the Department of Pathology at Cambridge University explains the main viral threat.
Classic fictional zombies infect their victims through bites. This may be inspired by a real-life group or genus of viruses called lyssaviruses, commonly known for causing rabies. Once bitten, rabies infects the central nervous system. Symptoms include confusion, aggression, and a characteristic fear of water. Rabies is associated with a very large concentration of virus in saliva, leading to a high risk of transmission from bites, licks, and scratches. It has a 100% mortality rate once symptoms begin, which is why there's been immense fear of rabies across time and cultures.
It's plausible in a viral sense, but what about zombies by parasites? Khalil Thurloway is an immunology PhD student from Nottingham University.
There are already lots of parasites that are experts at taking control of their hosts. Take the zombie ant fungus, for example. An ant comes into contact with fungal spores, which germinate and grow through the ant's exoskeleton. Through mechanisms that we don't yet fully understand, the fungus takes control of the host and forces it to climb up a plant stem and clamp onto a leaf stalk. Having locked the ant's jaws shut, the parasite grows throughout the host's body, producing antimicrobial chemicals to stop the body rotting. When the fungus has totally consumed the ant's insides, the fruiting body bursts out of the ant's head and spreads the next generation of spores, ready to infect more unsuspecting ants.
Terrifying stuff. But say a virus or fungus like this did exist, could it really wipe us out?
Well, researchers have looked at Hollywood depictions of zombie apocalypses to model pandemics of new emerging viruses. One 2009 study made headlines by explicitly using a light-hearted approach to play out various scenarios, including whether or not to quarantine infected human hosts who have not yet turned into zombies. According to their research, a zombie outbreak could lead to the collapse of civilization as we know it.
Is it feasible, though, that a zombie-like disease could emerge in the first place?
No, it's not likely. There's no currently known virus that produces zombie-like qualities.
It might, however, be possible to engineer such a disease using the new discipline of synthetic biology.
I hope that allays your fears, Stephen. Zombies are probably going to stay science fiction. Although, I think I'll try and get a pass to the Pentagon's panic room, just in case. Thanks, Susie and Khalil. Next week, we'll be scanning the horizons to answer Eleanor's question.
Why do so many people enjoy looking at views?
If you know the answer to this question, or if you have a question for us, you can email chris@thenakedscientist.com, find us on Facebook, tweet at The Naked Scientists, or join the debate on the forum, thenakedscientist.com/forum. That's all for this week. Until next time, goodbye.
Question of the Week is part of the Naked Scientists podcast and supported by the Wellcome Trust and UK Fast. Look us up online at nakedscientists.com. Thank you.